This is KERA News. I'm Courtney Collins. Texas is a state where one of the highest concentrations of families are pulled out of poverty by what's known as the Earned Income Tax Credit, or EITC. Some experts say changing how the credit is paid out might help even more people. The Brookings Institution's Alan Berube talked about the credit and why paying it all at once may not be the answer. Alan Berube, thanks for joining me.
Great to be with you, Courtney.
Before we talk about the tax credit, tell me a little bit about the focus group that was studied. It was made up of mostly white, working-class Trump supporters from Ohio. Why was that?
Well, this was actually a focus group conducted by another think tank, the Institute for Family Studies. The fate of the working class, in particular the white working class, was a big issue during the 2016 presidential campaign. A lot of people pointed to that as the source of President Trump's electoral victory, especially in places like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Michigan, and Wisconsin. So I think the focus group was motivated by a desire to really understand what was on the minds of these voters, especially when it came to the balance between work and family and what they understood to be their prospects for getting ahead in America.
What kinds of workers were in the focus group, and what were some of their biggest complaints about their finances?
Occupations like childcare, in a sort of warehouse and distribution center, in hospitality, food service, really the kind of working class jobs of the 21st century, you know, and they're making incomes anywhere from maybe $20,000 to $40,000 a year. So they were really concerned about issues like how much they were getting paid, how much was ending up in their paycheck after taxes, and whether that was enough to afford the necessities of life.
For people who aren't familiar, can you explain the Earned Income Tax Credit and who's eligible for it?
It was actually instituted about 40 years ago as a way to relieve payroll taxes for low earners. And today, it's effectively a major earnings supplement for people who work but don't make a lot of money. Last year, so in 2016, families who had children and had incomes under $50,000 could get a credit against their income taxes of up to $6,300.
So the way it works right now, all of that refund money drops at tax time. Why doesn't that work for everyone?
You're a low-earning family. You've got maybe a couple of kids. You make $30,000 a year. You know, the EITC might provide you with, you know, $2,500 or $3,000. The problem is if you're making that little money in your paycheck, it's very easy for your family to get behind. And it's great to get a big check once a year when you file your tax return and maybe you can make some big purchases. But as these families in the focus group revealed, mostly what they're doing is catching up on all the bills they couldn't pay the last several months and waiting around just hoping they make it to tax time so they can cover those bills. When talking about sort of tax time and large tax refunds, participants said that the refunds didn't really address what they pointed to, this earnings gap. One said, catch up. It's just to catch up. And another worker said, yeah, that's what I do. All my tax returns go to pay off stuff. And a third said, it seems like a Band-Aid over a big wound. What all of that indicated to me is that it would be great if we could just find a way to take this very successful program, but space it out over the year so that folks don't get behind and they don't always feel stressed and they're not running to catch up with the lack of earnings that they suffer throughout the year.
And it may sound obvious, but can you give me an example of how it might benefit families to count on payoff from this tax credit kind of year-round?
So imagine if a family could get up to half of the EITC it was expecting quarterly. It would enable them to catch up on a few bills that might be coming due, but also make more significant expenditures that they wouldn't normally have the ability to do out of their, you know, often meager paychecks. So buy back-to-school supplies for their kids or for birthdays or take a weekend trip somewhere, the kind of things that middle-class families often take for granted.
Alan Berube with the Brookings Institution, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much, Courtney.